إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to be conscious of Allah, to have taqwa of Allah inwardly and outwardly, openly and in secret. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the wise person in this world is the one who is given tawfiq, who is given providence and help by Allah to hasten to righteous deeds before he is prevented from it. The one who is wise and successful in this world is the one who races to accomplish what is good before he is made busy, from doing the good actions that please Allah. The happy one, the successful one, is the one who prepares for the abode that is permanent and forever, and is not made busy and focused upon the world that is perishing, that will ultimately come to an end. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reminded us to hasten, to be hasty in doing the good, and racing to do and accomplish what is good. He reminded us of that, and that we should not become so busy in this world that we forget the day that we shall be brought to account in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ سَبَعًا. Hasten with good deeds before seven things take place. Hasten and rush and race to do what is good, what is pleasing to Allah, to obedience to Allah, before seven things. هَلْ تَنْتَذِرُونَ إِلَّا. Are you awaiting except? And then he said, فَقْرًا مُنْتِيًا. Do you await but poverty that makes you forget? When one is in a state of poverty, they forget all other concerns. So the Prophet ﷺ said, hasten to do good before poverty afflicts you, that makes you forget about the obedience of Allah. Do you await but poverty that will make you forget all other concerns of this world and the next? وَظِنَا مُطْلِيَةً. And richness that causes one to oppress. Some people, when they are blessed by Allah with wealth, had they been in a state of poverty, they would be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. But due to that wealth, it causes them to become angry, to become arrogant, and to oppress others. So hasten to do good deeds before this richness that might come to you, and it would be a temptation for you and cause you to oppress and do wrong. And then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, وَمَرَضًا مُسْتِدًا, an illness that will ruin. Are we awaiting but illness that will ruin us and cause us to become weak? Oh, haraman mufannida, oh, senility, old age, that will cause us to wither away and to leave this world. Oh, mautan mujahida, or death that is prepared and awaiting for us. Are we awaiting but any of these things, as the Prophet ﷺ said? Number five, he said, death that lays waiting for us. And then he said, oh, a Dajjal, sharru ghaibin min al-qadar. Or the Dajjal. Are you awaiting but the coming of the Dajjal, the worst of those things that are awaiting? Hasten to do the good deeds before the Dajjal comes. And who knows if he will be able to do good deeds when faced with the fitna of the Dajjal. May Allah save us from the fitna. And then finally the Prophet ﷺ said, وَالسَّاعَةُ وَالسَّاعَةُ أَدْهَا وَأَمَرْ, or the coming of the hour. And the hour, it is quicker than it is commanded most quickly. The Prophet ﷺ, he reminds us in his hadith, hasten to do good deeds. Are you awaiting but any of these seven things? Illness, or poverty, or even richness, which will be a fitna for us. Or old age, or death, or the Dajjal, or the coming of the hour. All of these things, they will surely come to pass. So let us hasten to do good deeds. The wise person, he hastens to do as many good deeds as he can before these seven things come to pass. Beloved brothers in Islam and sisters in Islam, this world is a place that we must fill with righteous actions. And the Muslim, he is successful in this world if he attains the rida of Allah. The Muslim, he is successful in this world if he or she obtains the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with a person, then all happiness and goodness will be attained. And when a person, they miss out on earning the pleasure, the rida of Allah in this world, when they are distracted from earning Allah's pleasure, then all harm and all evil, all loss comes to such a person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنْسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. By time, indeed mankind, al-insan, is in loss. Al-insan, humanity is in loss. إِلَّا, except, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who have faith in Allah. They have iman in Allah Ta'ala. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do righteous good deeds. وَتَوَاصَلْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَلْ بِالصَّبْرِ, and they advise one another to the truth, to obedience to Allah, to following His commandments, staying away from what He forbade. وَتَوَاصَلْ بِالصَّبْرِ, and they advise one another to patience. These four qualities are of those who are the exception to the rule, the rule of that mankind is in loss. They have faith, they do righteous deeds, they advise one another to the truth, and they advise one another to patience. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, خَيْرُ النَّاسِ, the best of people, مَنْ طَالَ عُمَرُهُ وَحَسُنَ عَمَلُهُ, the best of people are those who have a long life and they do the most good deeds. They perfect their deeds in that life that Allah gives them. وَشَرُّ النَّاسِ, and the worst of people, as the Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ طَالَ عُمْرُهُ, is also the worst of people is the one who had a long life. وَسَاءَ عَمَلُهُ, but he did sins during that life. That long life that Allah gave, it can either be used to fill it with good deeds, and he becomes the best of nas, the best of people, or he can fill it with sins, and he will be the worst of people. The Sadiq is narrated by Tirmidhi, who said it as a Hassan Hadith. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, indeed, the greatest loss, the greatest losers, are the ones who waste away this life in the desires, the shahawat, the taste of the desires of this world. And these desires, these pleasures of this world, cause them to forget about the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the eternal life that lasts forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِن مَتَّعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ, do you not see that we give them enjoyment for many, many years? We give them so many years of enjoyment. ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ, but then what was promised to them comes to pass. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَتَمَتَّعُونَ, it will not benefit them what they used to enjoy in this world. So, O Muslims, what is more likely to cause you to be happy than obedience to Allah Ta'ala? Is there any greater success than obedience to Allah Ta'ala? Indeed, the greatest happiness is in the obedience and the ta'a of Allah. Allah says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, whoever obeys Allah, he will attain the true success, the great فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, the true and great success. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, all of my ummah will enter paradise except those who refuse. All of my ummah will enter paradise except those who refuse. The Sahaba, they said, who are those that refuse, O Messenger of Allah? He said, those that obey me, they will enter paradise. And those that disobey me, they refuse. They refuse. Beloved brothers in Islam, know that each and every one of our actions, our emotions, our stillness, everything that we do is being recorded. Everything will be brought to account on the day when we meet Allah Ta'ala. So the true happiness is the one who prepares for that meeting with Allah Ta'ala, so that he can answer to Allah and answer in a way that is correct. Allah says, فَوَرَبِّكَ لَنَسْأَلَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ, by your Lord we shall ask all of them, عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, on what were they doing? Allah swears, he says, by your Lord, we will ask all of them, each and every one of them, أَجْمَعِينَ, عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, what did they used to do? What were they doing? Beloved brothers in Islam, the Prophet ﷺ said, the 2 feet of a slave will not move on the Yawm al-Qiyamah until he is asked about 4. in one of the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said his life, where did he spend it? His actions, and what did he do with it? His wealth, where did he earn it and where did he spend it? And his body, how did he finish it? How did he just wear it out? Hadith is narrated by Tirmidhi, who studied the Quran. So, O Muslim, we have to follow the wasiyah of the Prophet in all of our affairs in life. He reminded us, be conscious of Allah wherever you are. Have taqwa, fear Allah, wherever you are. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتُ. So we must fear Allah. We must have the fear, the khashya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever fears will set out on a journey. And whoever sets out will reach the station. Will reach the destination. And indeed, the property of Allah is precious. Indeed, the property of Allah is paradise. So fear of Allah will cause us to go on the journey. And then whoever takes the effort to make the journey to obedience to Allah, he will reach the destination. Indeed, the property of Allah is valuable. The property of Allah is paradise, is Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, Inna, indeed, lil muttaqina, to those who have taqwa, mafaza, the true success. Inna is tawkeed, is emphasis. Indeed, lil muttaqina, those who have taqwa of Allah, mafaza, they will be the truly successful ones. And for the one, we say to the one who has become busy with the dunya and caused his dunya caused him to forget about his afterlife, who was hastening and racing in the heedlessness of Allah, who was lost in his desires and his whims and lusts, and he is openly disobeying Allah, we remind him that he is on a very dangerous path. Such a person is on a very dangerous course. And unless he changes, unless he makes tawbah to Allah, he is in grave danger. So hasten to make tawbah to Allah. Allah says, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. Turn to Allah, turn back to Allah, and submit to Him before you come, before the punishment befalls you. Turn to Allah before the punishment befalls you and make repentance to Him. For indeed, when the punishment comes, you will not be given victory. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim wa ja'alna mimma yastamiyun al-qawl fa yattabiyun ahsana. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أيها المسلمون, beloved Muslims, the believer, he doesn't rely upon what is perishing. He doesn't put his reliance on this world that is perishing. Because he knows that this is not the thing to make his greatest concern. He does not make the dunya his greatest worry, his greatest concerns, his greatest thoughts. He doesn't let the dunya make him busy and forget about his akhir. So we know as Muslims this reality of this world. So is it wise? Does it make any sense that in order to obtain this dunya, a Muslim will oppress another Muslim? Does it make any sense, or is it any wisdom, that in order to get some of this perishing dunya that is soon to come to an end, a Muslim cheats his brother, or he takes, or he sells haram, or consumes what is haram, or he steals? Is it befitting of a Muslim who knows the temporary nature of this world, and that it is perishing, and that the real world that will stay forever is the one to come, would that Muslim betray his brother? Would that Muslim betray his brother or take what is haram? Never, never would he do that. Beloved brothers, if you could come forward, there's some brothers standing in the back. There's some room to come forward, inshaAllah ta'ala. May Allah reward you and have mercy on you. In the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الدُّنْيَا مَلْعُونَةٌ مَلْعُونَ مَا فِيهِ إِلَّا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ وَمَا وَلَاهُ وَالْمُعَانِمُ وَالْمُتَعَنِّمُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, this world, this dunya, the close world of this life, is cursed. It is cursed. Everything in it is cursed. This whole world, this dunya, the life of this world, it is cursed. Everything in it has the ma'ana, the curse of Allah Ta'ala, except the remembrance of Allah, the zikr of Allah, and what that entails, what comes with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And except for the alim, the scholar, and the muta'allim, the learner, the student. Everything in this world is cursed. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, except the zikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, and what that entails of actions and ubudiyah, and the scholar, the one who is learned in the religion, and the one who learns, the one who is the student, the muta'allim. These three things are the exception to the curse of this dunya. This hadith was narrated by Imam Tirmidhi. He said it is a good hadith, and those who studied the hadith, some of them, they said that this is an authentic hadith. Finally, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself once again that we should ask ourselves, we should question ourselves, have we prepared for the meeting of the Yawm al-Qiyamah? Have we prepared the good deeds to show Allah on the Yawm al-Qiyamah? Or has the dunya caused us to forget about making preparations for the Akhirah? And we ask those who love themselves, remember you're standing in front of Allah Ta'ala. Remember standing in front of the Rahman, and you will be asked about the right you owe to such and such person, the rights that you owe to another person. These will all be asked. And we will be asked, what did we do with the commandments of Allah and what He forbade? May Allah make the not make the dunya our greatest concern. اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين في كل مكان، اللهم وحد كلمة المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان، اللهم بلغنا رمضان وقد اتحد المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم وعلى الخلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى الآل ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا وأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Straighten the line and close the gap. Complete the first lines first. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا
هذا في الصحف الأولى،
صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا إنه كان توابا.